Sunny greetings, friends and audience members. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're here in the kitchen with Chef Carrie Brown and his guest, the lovely Michelle Harris, co-creator and host of the television series Alive and Well. You might recognize Carrie's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's chicken-free chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef, mostly by passion and hobby, Carrie has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, director spanning the past four decades. He has won numerous commendations, including an Emmy Award for the Olympic coverage, as well as being recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Carrie divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. As mentioned previously, Carrie will be joined by the green-living, animal-loving television personality Michelle Harris. You can catch Michelle every day on the national cable TV program Alive and Well as she travels the world and reports on modern organic living, from fun fitness to green home makeovers to earth-sustaining celebrities. Today, we're continuing the series of Carrie Brown's colorful culinary classics with a couple of shows themed with banana fun. You're in for some yummy treats. Have you ever had a banana hot dog?
Hi, welcome to the kitchen. Today, we're doing bananas. Bananas are the fun food. It's almost impossible to say banana without smiling. Bananas grow in the tropical regions of the world, but they're sold and eaten all over the place. Bananas are healthy foods, and they're filling and delicious, and they're easy to eat, and kids love them, and we're going to have some fun eating them and making special foods out of them. We're making the world-famous banana dog. It's designed to look like a Dodger dog, but boy, is it delicious. And of course, it's vegan. We're making banana ice cream and fried bananas, just like you can get in South America and Central America. All those good foods are here, and they're fun. So I have a guest, and she's a terrific host and a beautiful actress and a really good friend of mine, Michelle Harris. Michelle, come on in. Hey!
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. You like bananas?
I love bananas. They're one of my favorite fruits.
Yes. So let's make a banana dog.
All right. Okay. So what is a banana dog? Tell me what it
okay.
is.
Okay. A banana dog is a hot dog with a banana.
It's sweet.
It tastes like a sweet roll. It kind of tastes like apple strudel. If you know what apple, it's got that apple taste.
Like apple strudel.
We're using a green apple.
Okay.
And raisins and walnuts and golly, all those wonderful kind of foods that mix together to make a relish. So it looks green.
So it looks like a hot dog, but it tastes like a dessert.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's do some business here. We're going to use a food processor over there.
Okay.
And I'm going to cut this apple. Let's cut that in half to make it easier to get into the machine. Okay, that should go into the machine. And that goes in the machine. And then the raisins go in the machine. And the
walnuts. What am I making with this?
You're making relish. They'll look like pickle relish that you would get on a hot dog. Here's the walnuts.
Okay, these go in here?
Yep. Cool. Flip it on and let's go to work. That does it. Let's see what we got in there. Okay. Ooh, looks good.
Is that the right consistency?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I'm going to steal it.
And this is a really nice relish because you have the sweetness of the apples, you have the raisins, and also there's a lot of good oils in these walnuts.
Absolutely true. Look at that. Huh? The next thing we're going to do is to make some yogurt. Make some mustard.
All right.
And the way you make mustard is we took some soy yogurt, We've got this magic ingredient. You know about turmeric?
I love turmeric.
Isn't it wonderful stuff?
Yes, it's a great food additive. It's all natural, but it makes it a wonderful yellow color.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to use just a half a teaspoon. Turmeric is very potent, so we got to use just a little bit. That's it.
You know, and it's also a good antioxidant as well.
Yes. They believe that because they eat so much turmeric in India, there's a very low incident of brain problems.
Yes,
brain
yes.
It's been an amazing successful product. Okay, and you want to mix away there?
Sure.
You're going to mix all that up there. Okay, let me go get the ketchup while you're mixing.
I'll keep mixing.
Keep mixing. Let's see if it's in here.
So this is just a store-bought soy yogurt, so it's very easy to find. You don't have to make it yourself. You just buy it right at the store.
Absolutely true.
Oh, look at that. That is so nice and pretty. I finished the yogurt, and this does look like mustard.
It does, it? It's wonderful.
Really cool.
And come on over here, because you know what this is? This is ketchup.
And that, let me guess, it's jelly.
It's strawberry jam or jelly. You can also use strawberry puree, which would be even less sugar and such. Okay. We pretty much got our hot dog together. Now all we got to do is make the hot dog. And here's how that's done. Take a plastic bag. In front of you is some, you know what that is?
And what is this? It's some kind of meal.
Meal, right. Flaxseed meal.
Oh, and flax, again, you're getting a lot of those good fats from the flaxseed, the omega-3s.
Indeed, it's true.
If you're vegan and you're worried about getting omega-3s because you don't eat fish, and everyone says you get omega-3s from fish, we can get it from flaxseed. You don't need to eat fish.
Oh, you know so much that I can't get it open.
Here, I have nails. Let me see if I can get it open.
I have a knife here. Can you do it?
I think I need the knife.
Okay. Now, see, these are the problems that happen in a real kitchen.
So what is that? That's cinnamon?
That's just plain cinnamon. It's an organic cinnamon. Okay, and we're going to put about a tablespoon of cinnamon in there. One tablespoon of cinnamon. Dump away. Go.
It always gives it such a good smell, too.
Yeah, it's a nice stuff. It's really nice stuff. Okay, now just shake this up a little bit. Seal it up, shake it up. Okay, now here's the fun part. We're going to take a banana. Now, sometimes you take the banana, you can dip it in cornstarch if you want to.
So it
sticks a little better. I don't think it's necessary for us because these bananas have been pretty good shape. We'll try it without the cornstarch. Drop it
so
in.
So I'm just going to shake it.
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
And I'm not going to do anything bad to the banana and bruise it up or anything?
No, not in there. Not as long as you're in a plastic bag and you're shaking, shaking, shaking. Okay. Now,
so you're using actual hot dog bun with that.
Yeah. Well, it's more than an actual hot dog bun. It's a hot dog bun with whole grains in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a mixture of 11 whole grains, this one. So we're going to put just a touch of our ketchup on here. Ooh, look at that. Isn't that pretty? We're going to put a little bit of our relish on there. Okay. Now, would you please place the hot dog upon the bun?
Surely.
Ooh, what a beautiful
job. That's nice.
Okay. Now, we're going to put a little bit more.
And that's the ketchup.
That's the ketchup on here. Oops. And we're going to just sprinkle some of this on here. This is the relish, so it kind of looks like a hot dog with the relish.
Now, what exactly is a Dodger dog? You said this is like a Dodger dog. Well, I don't know what a Dodger dog is.
Dodgers are of the LA baseball team.
Yes.
And this is the mustard. And this is what they'll serve you at the...
At Dodger Stadium?
At Dodger Stadium.
You mean they don't serve vegan hot dogs?
They do. They actually do. Yeah, they really do. But this is kind of like fun. Now, I'm putting the onions on the top of it right now.
And the onions are made from coconut.
Absolutely. What do you think?
That looks just like a hot dog. And, you know, it's so much fun, especially if you have kids or you just want a fun dessert or even for 4th of July or a barbecue or something like that.
And they can wrap it and they can take it to school. They've actually shown you get an 81% rise in the quality of the education. The kids have better memories. They have more attitude to work. They feel better. So isn't that a beautiful little thing?
That is gorgeous. That is such a neat idea.
It's a Dodger dog.
I love that.
Please come back to join us tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, to learn how to make fried bananas and scrumptious vegan ice cream sundae from bananas. Up next is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May happiness be a visitor every day in your life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.